Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Parker. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stargell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to second. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is walked intentionally. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to third. May moves to second. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, The Pirates won, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Expos, 1. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zisk. Throws the ball into Maxville, who tags Torres trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive into center field. Little picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Little. Ellis goes all the way around to score. Parker moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Stargell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner is walked intentionally. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Pirates. Mickey Scott now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxville strikes out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson pinch hits for John Montague. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lintz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from May and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lentz scores. It's 7-2, Pirates. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Dave Justy now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley scores. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Pirates. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Baylor Moore now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parker strikes out. 1 out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Augustine now playing center field. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bacabella strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Augustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Augustine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.